OPP is investigating an online scam in which one of the fraudsters claims to be a fraud investigator from the RCMP. A woman recently received a pop-up message on her screen indicating that there was a virus on her computer and to contact Apple at the number provided. The victim called the number and was directed to download a popular remote entry software, allowing the fraudster, posing as a tech support employee, to gain control of the victim's computer. The fraudster proceeded to tell the victim that her internet protocol, IP, address was associated with an international child pornography and money laundering investigation and quickly transferred the victim to a fake RCMP cyber crimes investigator. The savvy victim challenged the fraudster with questions and was able to determine it was a fraud. The victim promptly notified the OPP, who provided the victim with resources and information allowing her to flag her financial accounts and mitigate any financial losses. In 2023, the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre, CAFC, received reports totaling $22.2 million in losses related to service frauds. Warning signs: how to protect yourself. Be suspicious about unsolicited phone calls, emails or pop-ups stating your computer, device is infected with a virus, a threat has been detected or a subscription will be automatically renewed. Look up the legitimate phone number for the company and communicate with them directly by always making the outgoing call. Never allow an individual to remotely access your computer. If you are experiencing problems with your operating system, bring it to a local technician. Never provide any personal or financial information over the telephone, unless you initiated the call. Remember, if you become a victim of fraud or know someone who has, contact your local police service to report the crime and report it to the CAFC at 1-888-495-8501 or online on the Fraud Reporting System, FRS. Even if a financial loss did not occur, follow our social media, using hashtags #FPM2024, #NoWFraud and @CanAntiFraud, as we will be posting on information on fraud prevention via social media each week during the month of March.